Welcome to the show, Live Free Austin. John Bush, Jason Rink, every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. We're glad to have you with us. We got a great show lined up for you today. Got lots of great news to cover. We're going to be joined by George Donnelly coming up of WeWon'tFly.com. He's been organizing a nationwide effort to push back against the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, or agency maybe, and their very invasive groping, pat-downs, and whatnot.
And if our listeners will remember that I was invaded by the TSA a few weeks ago. They stole my soup. And so here at Live Free Austin, we are at the cutting edge of
the
story.
The cutting edge.
And though I was not, you know, no one touched my junk, as they say, they did touch my soup, and they took it. And they did not give it back. And so...
it's an egregious rights violation.
It is. It is a personal property violation.
Revolutions have been fought over less.
That's it. That is absolutely right. And but we are really seeing this issue blow up in a big way right now. You know, the Drudge Report is just covered with this issue almost every day and a lot of other news sites. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to being able to just talk about that and really see what's going on at a grassroots level and, and see how we can get involved to push back against this violation of our liberty. And really, this is one of those issues where, you know, Benjamin Franklin said, you know, those who will give up their liberty for some temporary safety deserve neither.
Yep, and they get neither.
That's right. And the TSA is an issue or it's an aspect of government where we have surrendered liberty for safety and security. And the question is, are we really getting that? I don't think so.
There's a lot of nationwide... not necessarily protests, but days of awareness that are being scheduled all across the country. There's going to be one here in Austin in a few days on the 24th, the day before Thanksgiving, and there's going to be some activists that will be converging on Austin Bergstrom International Airport in order to educate people about their right to opt out of the... some people say there's adverse health effects for these body scanners. But again, we'll be chatting with George Donnelly coming up of WeWon'tFly.com. Again, there's a lot of media going on this. I actually did an ABC News on campus interview the other day down at Brave New Bookstore, one of our sponsors. That went pretty well. So hopefully that'll be airing sometime soon. Nationwide, getting the word out. Fourth Amendment abuse, of course, unreasonable searches and seizures. But for now, we wanted to chat about a couple things before we get into the rest of the show. Of course, we have some too much government news. Too much government news, yeah. There's always plenty of that going on. We got a lot of it today, actually. Too much government, expansive and invasive government. But I wanted to chat a little bit about a story. Of course, many of the listeners are familiar that one of our sponsors is the Foundation for a Free Society. You can check out myfreesociety.com for that. And one of the things that organization is trying to do is educate the public about the philosophy of liberty. But we're also trying to instill tools where individuals can live more freely and more self-sufficiently. And I got an experience of some self-sufficiency over the weekend. Last week, actually, got to do my very first rooster slaughter.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. Went out to a farm in Dripping Springs, and we strung up four roosters. Got to, you know, get down cold-blooded, slit their throats as our means of allowing them to pass. And then we went and dipped them in some hot boiling water. First, we caught them, which was kind of a pain in the butt.
I've seen that on the Rocky movie, I think. Rocky tried to catch some chickens. And so, John, you've actually bested Rocky. By That's catching right. a chicken. That's
I one-upped him, yeah.
It took him a while in that training. Well, so tell me about
took on
that.
The Russians.
So, well, it's interesting because in our current food, you know, corporate food system, many times we're very separated from the source of our food. We see chicken in the form of a, you know, a breaded patty or a filet. But here you are, you're really getting back to the source. You know, so what was that experience like for you?
Well, it was pretty wild. It was interesting. It was definitely getting up close and personal with your food, and it gave me a wonderful appreciation every time I put chicken in my mouth. Definitely know more where it came from, and it gave me appreciation of all the hard work that goes into raising those. They were non-genetically modified, fed with non-genetically modified food, completely organic, no hormones, anything like that. And it takes a lot of work. So I was thinking as we were chopping up those chickens and defeathering them and gutting them, which was the hardest part, by the way, reaching down into that crevice and pulling out all the goodies, making sure you don't burst any sacks with poo in them or anything. You don't want any poo over your chicken. But I was realizing I'm a big fan of chicken wings. I like fried chicken wings. There's a lot of great local establishments around town. And, you know, we had four chickens, which turns into four pairs of wings. But each pair has a leg and the wing itself. So in those four chickens was about 16 pieces of wings to eat, which is a full meal for me. So I just got to thinking, like, man, all the times I've gone to eat chicken or I go to Pluckers or any other local wings establishment and you have 100 people in the restaurant just chowing down on wings, how many chickens are they really going through just to make all of those plates? And, of course, they get their chickens not from a farm out in Dripping Springs where you got to slaughter it and it's a whole process and it takes forever. They got those things jammed in these small cages. Many of them, they give them a growth hormone so their breasts will grow out. We know we like big breasts around here in Texas, especially.
That's right.
But, and they don't even walk around some of them. They're in a cage their whole life with their breasts growing out. And, you know, it's a sad thing the way that a lot of those chickens are treated, but it just gives you, again, even more appreciation for the chicken that you do eat. And it was a connection. Cooked it up last night in the oven, and it was pretty damn good.
Well, and as far as how this sort of relates to liberty, again, a lot of times we can talk about the philosophy of liberty and just, you know, politics and these ideas. But when it comes down to it, it's about individuals making choices that we are not dependent on these systems that are in place that that can somehow enslave us. I mean, I don't know if you've seen the movie Food, Inc., but it's a good documentary on how the food supply chain has changed throughout the last 50 years. I mean, the way we eat is completely different than any society ever in history. And what you find out is that we really have no control over our food supply anymore. We're very dependent on these elaborate corporate systems to deliver those chicken wings to your plate.
Yep.
So when you get down to it, really, we want to be able to make the choice. You know, it's not about getting off the grid necessarily. You don't have to do that. But you want to have the choice of being able to make your own local food decisions. Mm-hmm. And if that means you grow your own food, growing your own food is a revolutionary act because it frees you to be able to live the life you want to live. So we support, you know, all types of things that are, you know, liberating as far as far as that's concerned. So.
Yeah, it reminds me of a lot of people abrogate responsibility to the government to take care of them and various services and needs that a lot of people need in order to function. And we do the same thing with the food industry. A lot of people don't realize we're abrogating our responsibility to feed ourselves to these large corporations, Monsanto, to the big grocers. And of course, whenever you do that, then you're dependent on the whims of, you know, what's currently happening in society. For example, if there's an invasion of Iran and the oil prices shoot through the roof, that's going to be reflected in all of the grocery store food as well. But if, of course, you're living on your own farm or you have a chicken coop on the back in the backyard, which is allowed in many communities across the state and across the city here in Austin, then you're not going to be in such a tight spot. So I got a quick quote here. It's from a blogger, Surviving Chef Doll, on DontTreadOnCat.com, which was one of our show's sponsors. DontTreadOnCat.com. You can get a lot of great news and views from across the country, especially within the liberty movement. There's a wonderful array of bloggers bringing you original content. One of them is Surviving Chef Doll, who brings a lot of survivalism, self-sufficiency, self-defense, a lot of great articles. Definitely check that out. But he was there at the slaughter with me, and he had a wonderful quote that really took to heart. He said, We talk quite a bit about living free, and today we took a big step, a big leap together towards being free. Freedom equals responsibility, and with what we did today, I finally accepted the responsibility for preparing my meat for consumption instead of advocating that to a third party. So I thought that was a pretty sweet little way to put that. You know, we talk a lot about being free here on the show, but one of the things that we want to bring you, again, it's the news, views, and the tools you can use in order to live a more free and prosperous life. So this is also a little plug for our next program that's going to be on next Saturday. We're going to be having Jack Spierko. He does the Survival Podcast, thesurvivalpodcast.com, which is pretty regular. I think it might be bi-weekly, maybe even more regular than that. Where
he does it daily.
He does it daily.
5 days
a
week.
Right on.
It's a great podcast, and it's not just about being a mountain man and going out there.
Sure.
It's about modern day survivalism and what we can do to just be prepared in case something does or doesn't happen. And but you know, John, I did want to say I saw you on True TV this week. And you know, it's not frequently that you're on a cable television channel, and there you were hanging with Jesse Ventura. So what can you tell me about your appearance on Jesse Ventura's conspiracy theory this week?
Yeah, well, my girlfriend and I, my partner in crime and I, Catherine Bleich, we were both on Jesse Ventura's conspiracy theory show. He's been doing a show. It's in his second season, and he covers a lot of the big conspiracies out there. It gets down to the nitty gritty and really shows how a lot of these are, in fact, not conspiracy theories, rather conspiracy facts. And, of course, Catherine Bleich and myself have been investigating the Department of Homeland Security, the police state apparatus, the fusion centers, which is a multi-jurisdictional law enforcement apparatus that seeks to merge the information gathering and intelligence sharing practices of local, state, and federal law enforcement, given that definition several times. But yeah, you could check out our website at OperationDefuse.com. For the past year, we've been traveling the country visiting these fusion centers. There's 72 of them across the country. And thanks to a lot of our hard work, our goal was to educate the public and activists across the country about these fusion centers and the threat that they have to our civil liberties and privacy and profiling First Amendment activity. And thankfully, our hard work paid off. We caught the wind of this program, Jesse Ventura's Conspiracy Theory. It was an hour-long program, got into the depths of the fusion center system, also how they tie in with these Department of Homeland Security and Federal Emergency Management Agency internment camps as well. There's a bill that actually would set up 6 detention centers across the country. So it's definitely something to look into. I know Glenn Beck, who's also on this station, 98.9 FM, has done well to debunk, quote unquote, these FEMA camps, as he calls them. But if you actually look at H.R. 645, which the show covers, it's about as real as it gets. They're already passing legislation. So that's going to be put up on our website at livefreeaustinradio.com. It's an hour-long segment. Catherine and I appear in the first 15 to 20 minutes. We'd definitely love you to check that out. It's a wonderful show. I've already put the word in to have Jesse Ventura as a radio guest on this show. So
that
would be
looking forward to that.
Pretty big deal for us. He's vacationing down in Mexico, though, every summer. So I might have to be a little ways off.
A lovely place, I hear.
Oh, yeah, especially on the border.
Well, we're going to a break, but what we're going to talk about in the next section is too much government news. And can you get the cops called on you for selling cupcakes? You know, do you need a license to blog?
Those terrorists.
And a mandate in Massachusetts that makes children in daycare brush their teeth after lunch. I want to see how they enforce that one. But stick with us as we get into this government intrusion in the next segment.
Are you tired of big government treading on your liberty? Well, so are we. We're Brave New Books, the fiercest independent bookstore in Austin. Located a block south of UT Austin, Brave New Books not only carries the information you need to be ahead of the curve, but we also have water filters, storable food, and superfoods that help you put your health back into your own hands. Contact us at 480-2503, at bravenewbookstore.com, or stop by at 1904 Guadalupe Street.
More energy, stronger immune power, improved sense of well-being. How many supplements have you heard boast of these benefits? The team behind Centrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises. And Centrition does just that. Centrition utilizes the ancient healing wisdom of Chinese medicine in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs serve as the healing component, and organic hemp protein and greens and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Plus, Centrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you'd want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Centrition.com to order yours or call 1-866-497-7436. After you use Centrition, you'll believe in supplements again.
Attention, Big Talker listeners. Want to get the real information on the agenda behind the Obama administration's policies? Brave New Books, Austin's own fiercely independent bookstore, has the resources you need to understand the Federal Reserve, international banking, and the forces behind President Obama. Brave New Books is located a block south of UT at 1904 Guadalupe Street. Contact us at 480-2503 or at bravenewbookstore.com.
Crank the music up.
Welcome back. This is Jason Rink and John Bush. You're listening to Live Free Austin, and we're here every week, Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. on 98.9. And we're talking about some big government news. And, you know, this story made its way around, I know, on my Facebook and on the news sites about...
Facebook.
That's right. It's the place where I get all my news, it seems like, these days. But Newcastle councilman calls cops on boys' cupcake sale. I'm not sure what's going on there. I'm not real sure why the cops need to be involved in a cupcake sale. Do we have any details on that story?
Well, apparently it was some middle school students, and they had a plan to sell some baked goods in Gedney Park.
I can already see why the cops need to be involved.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The city should be involved. They should have to get a license for all this good stuff. But apparently you need a license, or they were breaking some sort of law, some sort of city ordinance, and somebody went ahead and called the police on their cupcake sale to raise money.
So, I wonder if it was the local bakery.
Oh, geez. There you go. The local big
and they wanted to monopoly. Shut down the competition. That's normally how these licensing things come about to begin with.
Yep. We've covered a lot of them in the past on our wonderful section we like to call Too Much Government News. Yeah.
Well hopefully these kids spend a little time in the clink.
Well, they need to be taught a lesson.
Yeah. And, you know, you don't want to go easy on this type of thing, because the next thing you know, these young boys might grow up and decide to start their own businesses. And that could really be a problem in this nation. What we need is we need children to go through the education system and become good employees of already established corporations.
Yep.
And so we don't want that entrepreneurial spirit being contagious out there.
So it appears, here's some news from the headline here on this story, which actually got, you know, national coverage, CBS News. It says some suburban New York City parents are upset because a local politician called police when two 13-year-old boys were selling cupcakes and other baked goods without a permit.
Now,
you gotta ask permission for everything these days. It drives me crazy.
That's one of those things that you know is gonna be on the like campaign literature from the opposition. Next election season.
I can see the commercial.
You know,
now.
He called the cops on children selling cupcakes.
Wait, it turns out they were selling cupcakes, cookies, and brownies. So maybe these brownies were magic brownies. You know,
yeah,
you can never be too safe these days.
There was something in those brownies. Well, that's funny. And we've got a few other issues here. I came across this article that said 12 examples of ridiculous regulations that are almost too bizarre to believe. And it lists a number of different things. One of them on here says, in Louisiana, monks must be fully licensed as funeral directors and actually convert their monasteries into licensed funeral homes before they'll be allowed to sell their handmade wooden caskets.
Wow. That's like freedom of religion stuff there, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. So I know there's one in here. City of Philadelphia now requires all bloggers to purchase a $300 business privilege license. The city even went after one poor woman who had earned only $11 from her blog over the past 2 years.
That's a scary one. We see a lot of action coming from the Obama administration, where I recall back when the healthcare debate was at its height, the White House actually put out an alert encouraging people to turn in bloggers that were putting out misinformation according to the healthcare bill. So this has all sorts of Big Brother implications all over it when it comes to free speech. I get a lot of my news from the alternative media from these blogs, and it's obvious that they'll start putting the clamp down. Who knows if they won't issue a permit if someone's going to cover a particular, you know, racy topics. So,
well, and it's crazy because you don't see these same lawsuits coming against the mainstream media when they peddle their disinformation. Mm-hmm. But that's another topic for another day. Hey, this one's interesting. Is federal agents recently raided an Amish farm at 5 a.m. in the morning because they were selling unauthorized raw milk? And I believe this was in Ohio. I remember this story. And in fact, I know a group of people that I can't name because the feds will come and raid them probably. Oh, yeah. But it's a bunch of soccer moms that run this raw milk ring because they believe that there are health benefits for raw milk. Mm. Many people do. And so, you know, every week a family will get about 16 coolers laid out on their front porch. And then they load up the minivan. And they go out to the raw milk farm and they get raw milk for all these families and they put it in coolers and then they distribute it throughout the city. And it seriously is like a soccer mom drug ring just people trying to get the milk that they want to ingest. I mean, this is ridiculous. If you want to drink milk, and if it, let's say it could harm you. I mean, that's the argument, is that maybe this is harmful in some way. That should be a personal choice that families make.
Personal responsibility.
And so it's just, when you see it, you're just kind of like, really? These Amish dudes get a federal raid? That's crazy.
Are you sure that the soccer mom ring wasn't led by Jihad Jane or something?
I'll have to look into that a little bit more.
Criminals. That raw milk, that's one of the things that grinds my gears the most, because it's so innocent, it's so natural, it's so American. Plus, you know, it encourages, when people are doing these raw milk rings, it encourages community. For the environmentalists out there, you don't have to worry about shipping the milk in on long trains and in cars. It's good for the environment. It's good to support your local farms, get the multiplier effect going. But yeah, that's a bad one. In Texas, thankfully, you can purchase it from the farm. However, there's no reselling.
Gotcha.
So I still think that's
well. And speaking of Texas, it doesn't matter how much formal interior design education you have. Only individuals with government licenses may refer to themselves as interior designers or use the term interior design to describe their work.
Wow.
And I mean, you know, there's a lot of ramifications to this, I would have to say. I mean, and I support this law because you don't want people to have badly decorated apartments.
What if you get the feng shui off? That could really, you know, throw off your mojo.
That's absolutely right.
Some serious stuff there.
Yeah, that's kind of butterfly effect stuff. Is like if the feng shui goes bad in one apartment, that could affect
you're gonna get
foreign
an accident.
Policy across the
world. Yeah, it's
going to
cause terror
know.
Attacks.
Yeah, so we do need the licensed interior designers for sure.
It's for your safety, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. So so it's funny. I mean, we've got all – it's not funny. You know, actually, this
absurd.
This is getting to the point, and really, I think this is somewhat has to do with why this TSA thing is actually bubbling up, and, mm-hmm. and we're going to be talking to George Donnelly in this next segment about this, is the TSA is one of those things that is just becoming the watershed event where people are saying, you know, enough is enough, mm-hmm. and it's really all these little asinine regulations all throughout our lives that we deal with every day. And then you have these other very large, egregious, obvious violations of our constitutional rights because we want to travel and we don't even have the option not to be either groped or x-rayed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are saying, this is it. Forget about it. We've got to get back to that small government that the Republicans always talk about but never deliver.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get back to the government of the founding fathers. We're not talking about slavery, people. We're talking about the fact where people were able to self-determine. And
right. Without having to ask permission to act on just about everything.
Yeah, exactly. So we're not trying to go back to 1779 here. You know, we're trying to move forward by going back in the sense that we want to shrink government, get government out of our lives. I mean, with where we are as a society right now, we can do so many things in our communities. We have technology that takes care of a lot of things. We can self-determine our own path here. We mm-hmm. don't need the government looking over our shoulder to tell us everything we need to do.
That's
so
right.
Stick with us as we enter this next segment with George Donnelly from WeWon'tFly.com. Check out that website, and we're going to talk about what you can do to stand against the empire.
Take action.
That's right, and kind of give the finger to the TSA.
Down with Janet Napolitano.
We'll be right back.
Are you tired of big government treading on your liberty? Well, so are we. We're Brave New Books, the fiercest independent bookstore in Austin. Located a block south of UT Austin, Brave New Books not only carries the information you need to be ahead of the curve, but we also have water filters, storable food, and superfoods that help you put your health back into your own hands. Contact us at 480-2503, at bravenewbookstore.com, or stop by at 1904 Guadalupe Street.
More energy, stronger immune power, improved sense of well-being. How many supplements have you heard boast of these benefits? The team behind Centrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises. And Centrition does just that. Centrition utilizes the ancient healing wisdom of Chinese medicine in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs serve as the healing component, and organic hemp protein and greens and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Plus, Centrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you'd want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Centrition.com to order yours or call 1-866-497-7436. After you use Centrition, you'll believe in supplements again.
Attention, Big Talker listeners. Want to get the real information on the agenda behind the Obama administration's policies? Brave New Books, Austin's own fiercely independent bookstore, has the resources you need to understand the Federal Reserve, international banking, and the forces behind President Obama. Brave New Books is located a block south of UT at 1904 Guadalupe Street. Contact us at 480-2503 or at bravenewbookstore.com.
Welcome back to Live Free Austin Radio, bringing you the news, views, and tools you can use in order to live a more free and prosperous life. John Bush here, joined as always by the man, Jason Rink. Rocking and rolling, moving and grooving. And right now we're joined by George Donnelly of WeWon'tFly.com. It's an organization that came together about just 11 days ago in opposition to the TSA and their egregious naked body scanners and the new invasive pat-downs they got going. George, thank you for joining us. If you could start by just telling us what got you involved in this particular issue.
Well, thanks for having me on. Jim Babb and I, co-founders of We Won't Fly, we're outraged by this new security theater that produces naked pictures of even children and traumatizes children with these invasive pat-downs. Jim and I are both dads. We don't want our families to go through this nonsense.
Right on. And how, you're a liberty activist, is that true? How did you get involved in the broader liberty movement?
When Ron Paul was running back in 2007, 2008, that really caught my attention. From there, I got involved in the Libertarian Party. And from there, I connected with all kinds of liberty activists from around the country.
That's great.
You know, George, it's interesting you say you're a dad, because I am too, and I went through a security checkpoint recently. And, it's weird because you go to different airports, and I guess some places they sort of mandate it, some places they give you the choice. I have not experienced where they've strong-armed me to it. I could go really anywhere I wanted to, but I did see other people, and I avoided the scanners, but I did see a man go through with his daughter. She was like probably 13. And when this guy came out of the scanner, I recall him saying to the attendant, "Wow, that's pretty neat." And, I realized that troubled me a lot, because it just seems like society at large is just sort of not even paying attention. And then all of a sudden, this issue has started to blow up. What do you think is bringing this momentum on?
These new, this new security theater has everybody upset just because of the intrusiveness of it. People are worried about their privacy. They're worried about the health, potential health effects of these machines. And they're very offended by TSA agents touching their private areas in what amounts to a grope, as well as, hassling old people and children about this. It has everyone up in arms because it's trampling our basic human dignity.
Yeah, and it's treating everyone as a criminal sort of before the fact, right?
Guilty before proven innocent.
Right.
Guilty until groped.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting. I read an article the other day. Some representative came out, one of the authors of the original TSA bill, and he said, when the TSA was established, it was never envisioned that it would become a huge, unwieldy bureaucracy, which was soon to grow to 67,000 employees. Wow. And, coming from the Ron Paul movement, as you've said, and me as well, I think many of us are not surprised this has grown into a huge, unwieldy bureaucracy, because that's what government always does. Wouldn't you say, isn't it strange that these representatives would be surprised about that?
We've heard this story over and over again, people in government saying, well, we never meant for it to get this far out of hand. But that's the inevitable logical conclusion of all things government. The government is not accountable. They act outside of the marketplace. People can't choose to stop being their customers. They have no accountability.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you can. A lot of people aren't familiar with these new invasive measures. Maybe you can give us a breakdown on what these travelers can expect this holiday season if they're going to an airport or an airline that does have this naked body scanner. What are going to be their choices? What to expect? How does the procedure actually go?
Well, each airport seems to be doing its own thing, but the basic choice is between going through either an X-ray scanner or a millimeter wave scanner. The millimeter wave scanner is a radio scan. It uses radio waves to create an image of your naked body. It's a virtual strip search. The X-ray machine uses X-rays. The radio one is not quite as effective as the X-ray one. The X-ray one is a little bit more dangerous. If you're chosen to go through the scanners, then if you don't want to, you can go through and risk it. But if you choose not to, your only other option is a what they now call an enhanced pat-down. That's different from the old pat-downs. These new pat-downs, they use their palm and their fingers to touch all the sensitive and private parts of your body that you don't want them touching. If you don't submit to either one of these, they're not going to let you fly. What's more, if you enter their security area and decide that you don't want to submit to either, they may launch a civil suit against you and try to fine you $11,000.
Yep. Yeah, and that recently happened, right? There's a video footage on the guy's iPhone, I believe, where he went in and he saw that he was going to have to do this intrusive. He said, if you touch my junk, I'll arrest you, which is going to be the new don't tase me, bro, I imagine. But yeah, he refused it and they followed him out, wouldn't let him leave the airport, tried to force him to do it, threatened him with this civil suit. So yeah, it's pretty invasive. It goes pretty far.
Now, I noticed on your website, George, wewontfly.com, you sort of are soliciting people to kind of give their stories. Have you been getting a lot of stories in from people across the country who've experienced this?
We have gotten a lot of stories from a six-year-old boy in Charlotte who was traumatized by this groping. A gentleman somewhere else who witnessed TSA making another gentleman lower his pants in full view of the public. A doctor in another part of the country who is familiar with pelvic exams and said that the TSA agent hit her private area so hard that if she hadn't been wearing underwear, it could have penetrated her. People are very outraged about this. At the latest story is that they're even putting their hands down people's pants.
Jeez, that's ridiculous. Yeah, my girlfriend Catherine Bleich actually flew up to do the Jesse Ventura interview we were talking about earlier to Minnesota, and she avoided the body scanner and had the pat down go on. And she said that they felt very closely to her breast area, all up along her bra. And she made the point that the only time that her body had been violated in that manner, her whole life, the only time she was touched inappropriately in a private place was the other time was when she was arrested, and they did the same type of invasive search. And both times it was a woman officer and a woman TSA agent. And both times there were two older men supervisor TSA and police officers that just sat there and watched and almost seemed to enjoy it. And she took note of how the TSA agent and the female police officer were almost as uncomfortable as she was. But, you know, they get a paycheck. They got to put food on their table. And I just think it's unacceptable just because you're getting paid to move forward with some of those things. Are y'all getting a lot of backlash from TSA? I know the airline pilots and the flight attendants are pretty upset about this.
Well, the TSA has accused us of being irresponsible. We replied today, Jim Babb and I, in USA Today, saying that the TSA is the irresponsible party. They've shoved this new security theater down everyone's throats without educating anyone about what is actually going on. Mm-hmm. We've also gotten stories about people who were shocked once they got to the airport. They didn't know this was coming. What's more, they haven't shown the effect of this of these new techniques. Yeah. So this is not real security. They've suckered us into thinking it is. We need real security, and we need it now.
Well, George, we want to hold you over for another short segment here after the break, and we want to talk about this you know, sort of demonstration that you're encouraging people to engage in on November 24th here, this We Won't Fly demonstration, opt-out demonstration. So we want to talk about that on the other side of the break. This is Live Free Austin here on 98.9. Stick with us until after the break when we'll talk more about the invasive TSA.
Are you tired of big government treading on your liberty? Well, so are we. We're Brave New Books, the fiercest independent bookstore in Austin. Located a block south of UT Austin, Brave New Books not only carries the information you need to be ahead of the curve, but we also have water filters, storable food, and superfoods that help you put your health back into your own hands. Contact us at 480-2503, at bravenewbookstore.com, or stop by at 1904 Guadalupe Street.
More energy, stronger immune power, improved sense of well-being. How many supplements have you heard boast of these benefits? The team behind Centrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises. And Centrition does just that. Centrition utilizes the ancient healing wisdom of Chinese medicine in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs serve as the healing component, and organic hemp protein and greens and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Plus, Centrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you'd want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Centrition.com to order yours or call 1-866-497-7436. After you use Centrition, you'll believe in supplements again.
Attention, Big Talker listeners. Want to get the real information on the agenda behind the Obama administration's policies? Brave New Books, Austin's own fiercely independent bookstore, has the resources you need to understand the Federal Reserve, international banking, and the forces behind President Obama. Brave New Books is located a block south of UT at 1904 Guadalupe Street. Contact us at 480-2503 or at bravenewbookstore.com.
Welcome back to Live Free Austin. LiveFreeAustinRadio.com is the website. 98.9 FM is the network. John Bush, Jason Rink, rocking and rolling, moving and grooving as always. And we're joined today by George Donnelly. George Donnelly of WeWon'tFly.com, the nationwide organization to push back on the TSA and these invasive body scans and the invasive pat-down borderline sexual assault. We're speaking with George about why this is such a problem. But George, on your website, you list that there's some health concerns as well, and some different universities and studies have come out talking about some of the risks associated with potential cancer. Could you get into some of that? What are the health risks that are potentially associated with these back scanner scans?
These machines produce x-rays. A biochemist at Johns Hopkins has said that statistically, someone is going to get skin cancer from this. Scientists at the University of California sent a letter of concern to the White House earlier this year. The problem is that the TSA has averaged the radiation dose over the whole body mass. But these scientists make the point that the radiation disproportionately affects the skin and the tissue directly underneath it. So the radiation dose is much higher than what they're admitting when you think of it that way. These scientists say the skin could be at risk, testicles could be at risk, breasts could be at risk, and the eyes could all be at risk of cancers or DNA damage.
Wow, that's pretty bad. That's really bad. And Yeah, Jason was just noting over here. Can you tell us how Michael Chertoff is involved with this effort? Of course, Michael Chertoff, the ex-head of the Department of Homeland Security, does he have any involvement in this?
I understand that he is playing a role in at least one of the companies that is selling these machines. But beyond that, I'm not aware of the whole story behind that.
Yeah, that's interesting. I had come across that actually a couple of years ago, that Chertoff was involved in the production of some of these machines. You know, again, just showing a conflict of interest, possibly
the revolving door
of government and big corporations, and pushing out these new technologies that may essentially be unnecessary, number one, and that are an egregious violation, number two. And so we've got a national opt-out day that is scheduled for November 24th. What can you tell us about that?
National opt-out day is November 24th. The idea is that we're going to boycott the airlines until they get on our side and stand up to the government in order to protect consumer rights. However, some people must fly. They have no other alternatives. For those people, we urge them to opt out, take advantage of the meager choice the TSA has left us, opt out of these scanners, and take the pat down instead. The pat down is highly disagreeable. It's humiliating. It's demeaning. But the advantage over the scanners is that most likely there's not going to be any health effects down the road. What's more, we can hopefully slow down this security theater till the point where it doesn't become feasible anymore. Once that happens, we can get this rolled back and we can get some real security instead.
I like it. I appreciate that a lot. And this National Opt-Out Day has been getting a lot of mainstream coverage. Just about every single news story you've turned on for the past few days. I know you guys have done a lot of interviews on some mainstream networks, CNN, MSNBC. Can you tell us what that's been like, the fever going around this particular event?
It's been absolutely overwhelming. Our website has gotten tens of thousands of visits every day. Our website rank in Alexa is now 7,000. That's, you know, incredibly high. We have been inundated with requests from media, large and small, and all over the world, including Argentina and the UK.
Yeah, wow. That's amazing. And so you guys have touched a nerve. You know, you're just a couple of guys out there who really said we need to create a place where people can come, where we can get active, where people can come for solutions. And this idea of the National Opt-Out Day is great because, you know, really, if you can slow the process down, and if enough people can watch other people getting patted down, mm-hmm. see how invasive that is, you know, if you can just slow down the whole process, you can jam up the flight schedules. I mean, there's a lot of crazy stuff that can happen here from this sort of civil disobedience. And we think that civil disobedience is important. It's something that it's like a lost art. And this is a way for people to just, you know, what I call to demonstrate personal nullification of something that they disagree with. So can you go ahead and give out the website again and just let people know any other things that are going on that we haven't covered?
Our website is wewon'tfly.com. National Opt-Out Day is covered on a tab on our website called National Opt-Out Day. We have a map up there. We've got meetups going on in 17 cities now. We need people committed to civil liberties to organize opt-out meetups in their local areas so that we can get this rolled back, send a clear message on November 24th.
Right on. Well, thanks a lot, George Donnelly, for joining us. That's a wewon'tfly.com National Opt-Out Day coming up on the 24th. Thanks for all your hard work. We actually have an opt-out rally scheduled here in Austin. It's going to be on the 24th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's going to be at the Austin Bergstrom International Airport. Of course, we don't have a body scanner here in Austin. They want to have one. The only reason why we don't is because the structure of the airport won't handle the weight of the body scanner machine. So thankfully we don't have one here, but we want to send the message to people that are flying on through connecting flights that might have one. But we also want to demonstrate to the Austin City Council and others that we won't stand for one here in Austin. So you can check out livefreeaustinradio.com. We'll have a link to the Facebook page and some event details on that one. So again, that's coming up in 3 days. It's going to be one of the busiest traveling days of the year. So it's a wonderful opportunity to send one heck of a message.
And we'll put this out on our Facebook debate of the week. It's kind of like Glenn Beck's been pushing this game, Would You Rather, mm-hmm. on his. So would you rather get a naked body scan or an invasive pat down? Let's see what people would rather do. Yep. And maybe we'll provide an option, or would you rather do something else mm-hmm. to the TSA in place of that? Give them an invasive pat down.
People are encouraging guys to wear kilts with no underwear.
Oh, that's
force the TSA to run their hands up their thighs, their hairy thighs. Oh, they get a hairy surprise.
This could be very interesting. Well, listen, this is what it's all about. It's all about opening up these discussions in public. It's mm-hmm. all about the media doing their job.
That's right.
Covering issues that
they're actually doing
really
their job
care about.
This time.
That's right.
That's right.
It makes me wonder what the angle is. You know, and but here at Live Free Austin, we're always going to cover the issues that are important to freedom and liberty. Mm-hmm. We're always going to cover the issues and expose where government is too big for its britches and where it's getting into our britches when it shouldn't.
Thanks for sticking around on yet another edition of Live Free Austin. That's livefreeaustinradio.com. Jason Rink and I will be here every single Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. on 98.9 FM, or you could check us out online on the website.
And be sure to join us next week. We've got Jack Spierko from thesurvivalpodcast.com. He's actually here in Texas, out of Arlington, Texas. You're going to want to check out his podcast here between now and then, get a flavor for what he's all about. He's going to be talking about modern survival philosophy, and it's really survivalism that the average person can use. Mm-hmm. It's really about preparedness, being ready for anything, and, you know, having your life be better off even if nothing big happens. So join us next week here on Live Free Austin from 3 to 4 p.m. on Saturday with Jack Spierko of the Survival Podcast. We'll have Too Much Government News and the Facebook comment of the week, and we thank you again for joining us. This is Jason Rink and John Bush. See you later.
Play some music.
Are you tired of big government treading on your liberty? Well, so are we. We're Brave New Books, the fiercest independent bookstore in Austin. Located a block south of UT Austin, Brave New Books not only carries the information you need to be ahead of the curve, but we also have water filters, storable food, and superfoods that help you put your health back into your own hands. Contact us at 480-2503, at bravenewbookstore.com, or stop by at 1904 Guadalupe Street.
More energy, stronger immune power, improved sense of well-being. How many supplements have you heard boast of these benefits? The team behind Centrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises. And Centrition does just that. Centrition utilizes the ancient healing wisdom of Chinese medicine in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs serve as the healing component, and organic hemp protein and greens and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Plus, Centrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you'd want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Centrition.com to order yours or call 1-866-497-7436. After you use Centrition, you'll believe in supplements again.
Attention, Big Talker listeners. Want to get the real information on the agenda behind the Obama administration's policies? Brave New Books, Austin's own fiercely independent bookstore, has the resources you need to understand the Federal Reserve, international banking, and the forces behind President Obama. Brave New Books is located a block south of UT at 1904 Guadalupe Street. Contact us at 480-2503 or at bravenewbookstore.com.